Hello, good afternoon,
Mikael,
Guf.
Hello.
You are very experienced people in the promotion of health, and both of you are members of SHE Network. Could you explain us a little bit what's SHE Network?
The SHE Network is the Schools for Health in Europe network, and it's a network that is promoting health promoting schools in all the countries in the European region. And we have contacts in 45 countries. So there can be national coordinator or regional coordinator.
And Cantabria is part of this SHE network?
Sì.
For how long and what have you been developing there?
Cantabria forma parte de la red europea desde el año 2014. Y fue la primera región europea pues, en adscribirse a la red junto con esos 45 países, porque fue a partir de entonces en la que las redes regionales podían inscribirse. Hasta entonces solo los países. Tuvimos esa suerte, estábamos allí y bueno, nos inscribimos. O sea.
What are the core principles that should have a health promotion school?
Yeah, we have developed what we call a set of basic core values and principles. One is that we want, if schools are engaged with health, it should be a whole school approach. So not just a teacher in the classroom, but part of the school policy and the school culture. The other point, which is very important, that we want active involvement, participation of the students in what's happening in the school. So participation and empowerment are two very important aspects of it as well.
And why?
It's very simple. When students are healthy, they can learn better. And when they learn better, they can become more healthy. So it's both beneficial for the individual student, but also for the school. When you have healthy children, you have better results in your school.
So, and what does a school do if they want to share and to be part of the network of SHE network?
You want to answer that?
Sí. Es importante ponerse en contacto con la red europea. Hay una secretaría en SHE Network, entonces habría que enviar la solicitud y una vez que la admitan, pues formamos parte de la red. Es algo interesante porque tú puedes compartir tus conocimientos, tu experiencia y realizar proyectos en conjunto con centros de otros países de la Unión Europea y fuera de la Unión Europea. Entonces, tener esa experiencia con otros centros y con otros alumnos pues, te abre la mente, te ayuda, es enriquecedor para nuestros alumnos y para la comunidad educativa, ver que en otros centros, bueno, con otra cultura, con otro estilo de vida, pues está trabajando la salud.
And I think both of you are part of the UNESCO Shared Global Health and Education.
Yeah, it's me, yes.
Yeah. Could you explain us a little bit the aim of the Share?
The aim of the Share is that it's a global initiative and it's part of UNESCO. UNESCO is a United Nations organization for education and culture, and they have now recognized that health is very important. So the Share is called Global Health and Education. It will be launched on 10th of October in Paris at the UNESCO headquarters. And the aim is to improve the research around promoting health for children and young people via schools than the local communities.
And which are the lines? So do you have some kind of groups or?
We have a network of universities, which is called the UniTwin network. And we also offer the possibility for universities to become part of this network. And also, we would like to see if it's possible to create a chair in Girona, for example, together with you, because then we have your research more in connection with other universities around the world, global south, global north, east and west, everywhere. And together, we can make an improved effort to demonstrate that what we do is really effective.
And which are for you the challenges of health promotion?
The challenges?
Yeah.
I think the main challenge is that we have to bring our message and philosophy across to the people who work in the medical field. Because they talk about prevention, but when they talk about prevention, they mean something very different from what we do. For us, prevention is to promote health, and for many people who work in the health sector, prevention is to cure somebody who has something medically wrong. So we want to change the paradigm to move real prevention, prevention 2.0.
Yeah, and which is the challenges for the to work with educators or teachers at the school in relation to the health promotion?
Because it feels it's too much. It's an extra. And what we want to demonstrate with schools is when they are doing health in the way that we think it should be done, then it will give them time instead of costing their time. Mm-hmm. So and schools who are working with this system, who are health promoting schools, experience that they have more time to do proper work on health, and that it also affects the learning, the didactics, the pedagogics in the school. So it has huge impact. It's not just a small project. It's actually something that's changing the whole school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much. It's really very nice your work. So we wait to work together in order to improve the health promotion here in Catalonia. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.